Chapter 28. Theron popped the salt tablets and downed the last of the water from his second ration kit, hoping it would be enough to keep his body hydrated and his muscles from cramping for a few more hours in the sweltering engine room. He was nearly finished mapping the Ascendant Spear's control systems. He only had a handful of relays left to go. And as he had become more and more familiar with the systems, he started writing pre-programmed subroutines to disrupt the ship's operations. One to disable the hyperdrive, another to take down the shields, a third to throw off the targeting systems of the laser cannons. He saved each subroutine as he created it in his cybernetic implant, storing them electronically for later reference, much the way he might memorize a list of names or numbers using his organic memory. Later, he'd be able to call them up and deploy them in rapid succession against Kerrid and her ship, giving the Republic fleet a fighting chance when they faced off against the Spear over Duro. There was just one problem with his plan. So far, he had heard nothing about the Spear making preparations to go to Duro. Master Nostaral had assured Theron he'd convince Kerrid to go there, but Theron had no way to know if his friend was alive or dead. He'd been listening to the commands issued to and from the vessel's bridge ever since he'd sliced into the comm channels, but so far he hadn't heard a word about the Jedi, and the only orders Kerrid had given the Spear were to stay out in deep space until they knew more about the feigned attack on Reaver Station. His slicer spike pinged, notifying him that it had finished mapping the current relay. Theron disconnected it and scanned the data. The information transmitted wirelessly from the spike to the implant in his left eye, superimposing the image over his normal vision. He recognized a familiar pattern from a previous relay, one that indicated a holding cell, complete with security cams providing live images. The previous cell Theron had stumbled across had been empty. He tapped into the cams, hoping to see Nostaral, only to be faced with an empty room. He hadn't thought to look for another holding cell, however. Reattaching the slicer spike to the relay, he established a connection with the security cams, projecting the image onto his visual overlay. This time, he found what he was looking for. Nostaral was alive, strapped to some kind of table. His robe and most of his clothes had been stripped away. Even on the low-quality image, there was no mistaking the Keldor's exposed body. Theron carefully used his link with the cam to have it pan slowly around the room. The Jedi was not alone. In addition to a pair of Imperial soldiers, there was also a female Sith pureblood in the room, watching over him. From her black robes and facial tattoos, it wasn't hard to assume she was a follower of the dark side. She was probably Darth Kerrid's apprentice, tasked with making sure the prisoner didn't escape. Moving the cam back to its original position, Theron cut the feed. He had no idea if the Sith would be able to sense him spying on them through the Force, but he didn't want to take any chances. Besides, he'd seen all he needed to see,